That is not what I expected. I guess I should have seen that coming. Sometimes we don't get the results we expect, and we don't expect the results we get. Let's talk about when we should have seen it coming or didn't get what we expected. Stay tuned right here, right now, on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and today we're talking about unexpected results, or results that perhaps should have been anticipated, all right? Because both are kind of interesting. Sometimes we don't get what we expect, and sometimes we don't expect what we get. And sometimes, this is the thing I ask with my kids, what did you think was going to happen? Because so often we have an idea of what we think will happen, and then we find out that not only were we a little off, but we were a lot off. And looking back, perhaps we should have anticipated the result we got. And I think this is especially true of children, because they don't have a lot of life experience yet. And so they will try things that seem like a good idea. In fact, I find that in parenting, one of the biggest phrases that I use in disciplining my kids, and I don't mean disciplining when they've been wrong, but in just correcting behavior, is I tend to say, that is not a good idea, or that is not a wise move. The thing that immediately comes to mind is how often these bad ideas include stacking things up and standing on them. One of the big things that's tough for kids is they tend to not be able to reach things well. And so then they devise ways to get to things that they cannot easily reach. And so they sometimes stack things. And the things they have to stack are often their toys or little plastic tables or chairs that they have that we've given them. And they create these structures to climb on, and you're looking at it going, that is not a good idea. And if you didn't see it being built and you didn't see it being implemented, you only found out they were doing it when you heard the loud crash, and you go running and you say, well, that wasn't a good idea. Or you might even say, what did you think would happen when you did that? And I find that is sometimes very frustrating, because, like, come on, just think. But then I think back to my childhood, and I remember not thinking through the consequences of my own actions, not thinking through. In fact, I have one very vivid memory that even to this day is a little painful, which is funny, because, I mean, I must have been, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 years old, not much older than that. And I was at my aunt's house, and she had made this pie. And I don't even remember what kind of pie it was. I do remember that she was particularly proud of this pie because it had come out well, and she maybe didn't have a great history of getting the pies to come out well, and this one came out really well, and she was really proud of it. And my mom had had a piece of it and praised it. Oh, this was so good. And there was a lot of discussion about this pie. And only one or two pieces of it had been eaten. So we're going to say that 75 to 80% of the pie was still in the pie plate. And it was sitting on the table. And I put, I think it was a suitcase of play clothes on the table. And then as I unpacked the suitcase, I pushed the suitcase back so that I could bring the stuff out and put it in front of the suitcase. And of course the pie was behind the suitcase, and I pushed the pie off the table, and we all know what happened next. The pie fell face down onto the floor, and it was gone, ruined. It was one of those pies, it didn't have a pie crust, it was some sort of those pudding pies. And so, you know, it's not like it's salvageable. And I still remember my aunt having to throw the entire rest of the pie away. And I do remember that my mom corrected me, but they also knew it was an accident. But I hadn't made a good choice, but I should have seen that coming. I should have anticipated that that would happen. But I didn't, because I was a kid, and, you know, you don't think through your actions. And I should have expected that. What did I think was going to happen? And I see that. In fact, a day or so ago, I had to get after one of my sons when he was starting to do the same thing. He needed a space on the table, so he starts pushing stuff away. But he's not looking to the fact that the stuff he's pushing is pushing other things, which is pushing other things, and he's about to knock something on the other side of the table off onto the floor where it will smash. Fortunately, I was there and stopped him and said, look what you're doing, think, and trying to teach him to make better choices. But that's tough. And so often we make choices based on kind of a short view, based on not thinking through the implications or the results. And then later, and the problem really comes if those results are going to be very delayed, if they're a couple of steps away from what we did. You know, I do this and I don't think, well, I can think immediately, well, that'll be okay. And yet I don't think down the road of, but what is the natural outcome of this? And we see that very much in our politics, where our politicians tend to go for the immediate, the whatever's going to make the public happy right now, even if down the road the public will wake up and go, oh, that was a bad idea, and then we'll condemn you for it. But in the moment, it seems like a good idea because in the moment it's popular. And so, again, going for the short term over the long term, and then just not thinking through of, oh, I should have seen that coming. What did you think was going to happen? And that happens in marriages. In fact, I do marital counseling, premarital counseling. I help couples get ready for marriage. Don't really do so much marital counseling. That's a whole different thing. But helping couples prepare for marriage. And the one thing I tell every couple that I meet with in helping them prepare for marriage is that the two biggest things that tend to negatively affect a marriage are not getting what you expect and not expecting what you get. A lot of people think that they're going to go in and, well, just everything's going to work out and everything's going to be just so, and we're going to have this perfect marriage, and we love each other, and because we love each other, it's just all going to work out well. Well, really? Is that realistic? Did you expect that? Because just because you love each other doesn't mean that you won't be flawed, doesn't mean that the other person will suddenly achieve some sort of nirvana perfection and therefore will never do something stupid or hurtful. I mean, they're human. And oftentimes now, somebody will do something and people say, oh, well, I didn't expect that to happen. And yet I have found, I have had people come and tell me things and need to confess things, and they're all ashamed. And the thing they're confessing is bad. But they expect that somehow it's going to alter my view of them. And yet I say, well, no, because while I didn't necessarily specifically expect you to do that specific thing, my view of humanity based on the Bible is that every human is capable of everything, especially everything bad, because the Bible says we're sinful people. We all have the worm in our apple. So while I may not have specifically expected that specific behavior, I'm not shocked, because I knew you're capable of it. I know what I'm capable of. And that can really be good in a way. It can help really, you know, ease the blow of certain activities because, well, yeah. In fact, when I had an older gentleman who mentored me, and he kind of became like a big brother, not in the formal Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, but the same idea. And when he became my big brother, and then I later emulated this as I mentored young men and became a big brother, one of the things we would always say, and he said to me, he said, listen, what you have to understand is that we're going to take the good with the bad here, and that as part of this relationship as brothers, there are going to be times when we will disappoint each other, and we just need to go in with that idea. And I remember when I adopted one of my little brothers, who's now an older married man doing great, I told him, I said, you know, part of this relationship is going to be that we will fail each other as brothers. We will let each other down. We will hurt each other. And it took him, months before he really blew it one night and really disappointed me. And so I went and confronted him, not in a negative way, but it needed to be dealt with. And he was heartbroken to the point of tears, and he's apologizing, and I'm so sorry. And I said, well, listen, hang on. Yes, I mean, you shouldn't have done that, but do you remember when we started being brothers, what I told you? You told me that I would disappoint you. I said, right, exactly. So it's not like I'm sitting here surprised. I knew this was coming. We're okay. And that really is part of that freedom of knowing, well, we're not perfect. And so when you are imperfect, and maybe imperfect in ways I didn't expect, I should have expected that. Now, there is one beautiful and wonderful exception to this. Because we tick God off. God is perfect, and we are far from it. In fact, I really have not found anyone who really, I think, sincerely believes that they on their own is perfect. I mean, there are probably some people out there, but most people have at least enough self-awareness to know they're not perfect, and God is perfect. And if we're really honest with ourselves, we know that we really are pretty far from perfect, that we have really awful moments, and we think really awful things, and of course God is aware of our every thought, and that we have all rebelled, we have all broken His law repeatedly. So what should we expect? Well, we should expect God to be really angry and cheesed off and judgmental and wrathful. And sometimes we think, well, that's exactly what God is, except that's not what the Bible says. Now, the Bible does say that God hates sin. He hates our rebellion. But what did He do about it? What did we think was going to happen? We might have expected God to be angry, but God is rich in mercy. And He said, you know what? I'm so mad. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay off your debt. I'm going to die on your behalf. You've made me so mad that there needs to be a death to make up for your mistakes, make up for your rebellion. Someone has to die. This has incurred the death penalty. The crimes are so bad, we have the death penalty. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm so angry that I'll die for you. Whoa. Didn't see that coming. That is not what I thought would happen. And we forget that. And sometimes we miss that message that is right all the way through the Bible. It's one of the main themes, both of the Old and New Testament, that God, rich in mercy, said, I am willing to die for you. I am willing to pay the price for you. I am willing to redeem you. You have offended me to the point that I will make it right. And then He just asks us to respond, to accept that. And if we don't, well, then we're stuck with the offense. But we don't have to be, because God dodged it for us. God said, I'll make it up to me. Not you should make it up to me. And then our only question is, well, do we accept that? And a lot of us are too proud to accept it. We're too proud to do that. Think about that today, and think about what you'd expect and what is a wise idea. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.